Hello again, everyone. Ivy Hoops Online. We're in the KFC Arena in Louisville, Kentucky. And we are sitting down with another very special guest, Tiger Associate Head Coach Brett McDonald. Brett, how are you?
I'm great. How could I not be? It's been a heck of a ride, and we're really enjoying it and hope to keep it rolling.
Mitch gives you a lot of credit, deservedly so, for what you've done for him over the years, and in particular for recruiting this bunch. Now, the story about your recruiting Tosun has been told and retold, but I'd like to hear it from you. Just tell us a little bit about how you managed to find him and to get him to come here.
Well, parts of the story I know from both sides now. So his club coach and the assistant coach on the national team, Ian McLeod, emailed apparently the whole Ivy League, a bunch of high academic and high major academic schools that he thought would fit Tosun. And I guess I was the only one to follow up and respond. And it wasn't long after that I was on a plane out there to go see Tosun, flew into London, had quite a drive up to Northern England to see him play against Charnwood College, a gym with one side, literally one row of bleachers for spectators. It probably fit about 15, 20 people could fit in the gym. Handball, netball, I don't even know the lines that are on this court. Basketball was somewhere in there. It's hard to tell which was which. Tosun's team goes down, I think it was 64-12 at halftime. They're down 50. I made this trek across the country to see them. Across the ocean to see them. And I'll tell you what, it's a really good thing that I fell in love with his film, because his team's performance that day was far from superb. So anyways, after the game, I got a chance to talk to him, and he tells me now, probably years later I first heard this, that after that performance, he was waiting for me to just, you know, say goodbye, see you later. So he didn't pay much attention to what I was saying. He was just kind of waiting for the goodbye part. And I ended it with saying, when can you come out? And then he kind of perked up and was excited and was a little surprised. Soon after, he comes out and visits, falls in love with Princeton and the program and the people, and changed the course of Princeton basketball history.
Well, that might have been the best email you ever answered.
For sure.
And it's certainly from the Princeton fans' perspective, Tosun has been nothing but great. And I've had a chance personally to talk to him a few times, and he is really a personable, well-spoken, very intelligent kid who is the heart and soul of this team.
He's spectacular on the court. Everybody sees it. He's just as spectacular, if not more, off the court. It is hard to put into words his impact on the people in this program, coaches included, my family included. We love the guy.
You say your family, you're a new daddy, are you not?
New dad, Cooper, 7.5 months, on the trip this weekend. First ever flight for him was a charter flight to the NCAA tournament, so he's spoiled. And I'm thrilled he's here. We were hoping he could come to Sacramento, but it was a really quick turnaround to go across the country. So we made it to the Sweet 16, and he could be here.
I won't hold you for long, but one other kid whom you certainly helped to recruit and who has had a major impact on this ball club is freshman Caden Pierce. What I can't understand, Coach, is how was he not recruited heavily?
COVID year did us a favor, all right? So everybody in the country had now fifth-year players in their program, fifth-year players they could transfer in, instant eligibility. High school kids were not recruited as much. His junior year of high school until June was a dead period due to COVID. So we had to watch film, we had to hustle. People weren't out to see him until that June, and he flew under the radar a little bit, which is crazy because he was on the best Under Armour AAU team in the country, won the Under Armour National Championship. We're thrilled that we could have him, and we definitely felt like from day one he was under-recruited.
You've been around here a long time. Has any freshman ever had this kind of an impact on a team as Caden Pierce had?
I've never seen it, no. And to rebound at the level he is, to play as hard as he is, to guard the interior. Like, these are guys 4 and 5 years older than him with 4 years of college strength coach, you know, involvement in their lives, and he's competing and banging with those guys. It's amazing.
And he's just playing better and better as the season goes on.
No doubt.
It's just incredible.
No doubt.
And I perhaps this is a little impertinent, but I wonder what if he and Ellie Mitchell had children, what they would be like as rebounders.
Wow, that's for you to speculate on and for me to move on to the next question.
Well, Brett, the team's heading into the locker room, so I won't hold you, but I do want to ask you if, I know you've aspired, obviously, to be a head coach sometime. Every assistant does. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, that's been my goal for a long time. I feel like I'm ready. I love what I'm doing here. I love the people I'm working with. I'm so proud of these guys. But ultimately, that's the next step for me, and I'm focused on this run right now. But at some point, would love to take the next step and be a head coach.
Well, all of us who are Princeton fans are so grateful for what you've done over the years. And selfishly, I hope you're not done here. But on the other hand, I can understand why you would want to go on and get a head coaching position, and if that turns out to be the case, you will have no bigger fan than me.
Thank you so much.
Good luck tonight.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's have fun tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right.
This is George Clark at Ivy Hoops Online. Enjoy the game tonight.